Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at @BradentonMarauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, happy Friday. Congratulations, you've made it to the weekend. This is the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for Game 4 of this 6-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Bradenton comes in 41-58 overall, 12-21 in the second half. Cardinals 58-39, a league best 21-10 in the second half of the 2024 Florida State League season. Marauders have dropped their last two games after winning 3-1 in 10 innings on Tuesday, lost 9-8 on Wednesday on a walk-off, and then 5-2 last night, in which the offense for the third straight night came alive late, but just not enough at the end as they had overcome too much of a deficit. But today, though, is a new day. We'll look to bounce back against the Cardinals. Michael Kennedy makes his return today. The top 30 prospect in the Pirates org has been on the shelf since the middle of June, and so he comes back and will make his 12th start of the season. We come back here on the pregame show. We will get you more, including lineups that's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for game four of this six-game set between the Cardinals and the Marauders. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Pirates are home tonight, taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks, 6:40 p.m. first pitch, so about 20 minutes from now up in the P. It will be Brendan Faught for the D-backs against Luis Ortiz. Elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates system today, Triple-A Indianapolis, 7:05 first pitch against the Toledo Mudhens. Mike Burrows gets the ball today for Indy. No wins, no losses. A 2.25 ERA for the top 10 prospect in the Pirates' sword. Double-A Altoona, they are off and running up 2-0 over Richmond with Sammy Siani at the plate right now. Runner on first and one out. So they are off to a hurry in terms of scoring. High Greensboro, they are postponed due to inclement weather tonight in Winston-Salem. They'll make it up tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. In the Florida State League, there's always action going on. Hopefully, no weather-related issues today, as tomorrow will be a few doubleheaders around the FSL. But Tampa Lakeland, they're just about to throw first pitch. Gabriel Barbosa on the hill for the Tarpons. Jupiter is in Clearwater at 6:30, 6:35 to our friends of the North. Dunedin, the DJs, taking on Daytona and the Tortugas. Fernando Perez gets the baseball for the DJs in 7:05 p.m. First pitch, Fort Myers hosts St. Lucie and the Mets. Umpires will make their way down any second now, and we'll get you the lineups. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show as Cardinals and Marauders are meeting in the fourth game of this six-game set in this week-long series. Well, the umpires will make their way down from their dressing room any second now. It will be Chad Lagana calling balls and strikes, and then Derek Pacheco is in the field today. There they are. They're walking down the third baseline right now, just past where Michael Kennedy is continuing to warm in his return off the injured list. So as both managers will meet any second now to exchange lineup cards, let's exchange lineup cards with you at home. Marauders are 41-58 overall, 12-21 in the second half, as they have dropped two of their last three and their last two in general. Palm Beach 58-39, they are 21-10 in the second half of the season. And they have obviously won their last two ball games. We start with the visitors and the Marauders tonight. Bit of a switch up at the top of the order in 1-9, really. A couple of guys haven't played this week, getting their first looks tonight. And one of those players is Gerald Toledo, switch hitting second baseman, who is bounding leadoff. Shortstop, Yordany De Los Santos hits second. The lefty left fielder, Shaleen Polanco, hits third. As Marilyn Valdez bats cleanup and plays first base. The catcher, Axio Plaz, hits fifth. And Mano Terrero plays center field and bats in the sixth spot. Third baseman, Javier Rivas, bats seventh. Miguel Sosa is the DH. He hits eighth. And Solomon Maguire, the left-handed hitting right fielder, rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. Lefty Michael Kennedy is on the hill today. He is 1-5 with a 4.70 ERA. Was just activated off the injury list as of about 3 hours ago, and is making his first start since June 14th when he pitched on the road in Dunedin. So welcome back, Michael, as the Marauders will send him to the hill. He'll face the lineup that goes as follows for Palm Beach. Braden Gilbert, center fielder, hits leadoff, followed by the DH and Ian Petrutz. J.J. Weatherholt, the Cardinals' number one prospect, plays shortstop tonight and hits third. Jose Cadorba, the right fielder, bats cleanup, followed by Josh Cross, the first baseman. Bryce Madryn, left fielder, hits sixth. Ryan Campos, the catcher, another one of the many rookies on this Palm Beach roster who were just drafted a few weeks ago. He bats seventh. Christian Martin, the second baseman, hits eighth. And John Gadzar rounds out the starting nine as he is the third baseman tonight for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Leona Sakura gets the baseball today. Sakura making his second appearance, first start for the Cardinals this season. Gave up a run on four hits and three innings, two walks and two strikeouts in his first outing in the Florida State League. Standings as of right now, Palm Beach has a three-game lead in the second half. They won the first half, but they have a three-game cushion on Jupiter. Daytona 17-14 is four games out, and St. Lucie 11-22. They are 11 games back from first, an opponent that Bradenton sees next week for the last time this season to play six games there. In the West Division, because that is the East Division, Fort Myers is nine games above the watermark, 20-11. Have a two-game lead on Lakeland, who is 18-13. Tarpons, because they were postponed yesterday, 17-13, 2.5 back. Followed by the DJs, 4.5 back, even 16-16. Bradenton, nine games out, as Clearwater, the worst team in the second half. They won the first half, though, so they have a playoff spot. They are just 8-25. It has been a rough go for them. Remember, they won three of the six games against Bradenton in the second half at the end of June. So we'll see what is in the cards for those teams, as really this is game number 100 of the season. 32 games left, including tonight, of the regular season, in which the Marauders play 20 of those games on the road. They have just two homestands left, and so a lot of road contests for them coming up, as road has not been too kind to them. So we'll see if that will change tonight. They've lost the last two nights to Palm Beach. Marauders looking for a win here today. Michael Kennedy against Leona Sakura. That is the pitching matchup here tonight from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll have first pitch, but first, the anthem's coming up any second now, as we'll step aside here on the Marauders pregame show, right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM, or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car, because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go, Marauders.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, happy Friday. Congratulations. You've made it to the weekend. It's the fourth game of this week-long series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Marauders come in today 41-58, 12-21 in the second half. Cardinals 58-39, 21-10 in the second half of the season. Thomas Cinzarella here to bring you action all season long right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. It is the home debut of Lionel Sakura, 18-year-old from Puerto La Cruz in Venezuela. He'll face Gerald Toledo, Yordani de los Santos, and Shaleen Polanco in the top of the first inning. Marauders looking to bounce back after losing 9-8 on Wednesday, then 5-2 on Thursday. And so on this Friday, it's a chance for them to get back into the win column. Toledo, the switch hitter, takes in the back end of the left-hander's batter's box. Black tops today, gray pants for Bradenton. All whites for Palm Beach. The ready Sakura winds home. First pitch is a fastball up and away at 95 miles an hour as we're off and running at 6:34 p.m. The righty's 1-0, and Toledo takes off the plate for ball two. Sakura spent most of the year with the FCL Cardinals, went 1-5, a 5.27 ERA in 12 starts. Covered 41 innings during that time. 2-0 is pop foul back out of play for a strike. Walked 14, struck out 43 in those 41 innings, held opponents to a 2.92 average. They had 49 hits against him, so that's a lot of hits. 2-1, and Toledo flies it to center. Jobert in, now sidesteps to his right, puts it away for the first out in the first inning. Let's set the defense for you. Starting the outfield left to right. Madrin, Jobert, Cordoba's in right. Third base, it's John Gazdar. J.J. Weatherill, Christian Martin up the middle. Josh Cross mans first base, and Ryan Campos does the catching. Base is clear, one out, no score, top one. The righty Yordani de los Santos steps in. First pitch is up and in for a ball. The 1-0, fastball foul back out of play for a strike. De Los Santos playing in his first series with Bradenton. This week one for 6-2 RBIs and 3 walks. The pitch is whiffed out and missed on a slider there for a strike. It's 1-2. De Los Santos has yet to strike out this week, and that's really the big thing for him this year. Came up at middle of last season for Bradenton, but just couldn't really put it together. 1-2, breaking ball bounced in for a ball, which is totally understandable. De Los Santos, he's 19 years old, so when he came up last year, he was just 18, and a guy who had signed and the international free agent period in 2022. 2-2. Swinging a ball, punched up in the air, left center field. Madrid races over, now backpedals out towards left center. Puts it away, two gone. So it's been a pair of flyouts to start today for Leona Sakura, spelled L-E-O-N-E-L, Sakura. Sounds like the name of a cactus or something, S-E-Q-U-E-R-A. Lefty Chalene Polanco steps in. First pitch is a fastball spiked in the dirt for ball one. I think I'm thinking of the Seguro cactus. Now on the West Coast. Arizona pitch. High chopper right side of the infield. Late charge in by Martin and it under his glove and in the right field. Well, he was in between the hops there. He waited back, then charged in. And that ended up eating him up, so they rule that a hit. A little bit surprising. But Chalene Polanco, as of right now, on the scoreboard, it's flashed up as a hit. See if that holds true or not. Now, runner on base, regardless, in the top of the first inning. Two outs for Esmerlin Valdez. Good to see him back in the lineup after he left the game two nights ago. Did not play yesterday. Was hit by a pitch on the hand. Righty kicks home. Fastball fought off foul, right side out of play. It is officially a single for Polanco, but Valdez's as bad as is much needed in this lineup because he brings a lot of power to it. The 0-1. Curveball dropped over the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Hitting 233 this year with 15 bombs, 47 RBIs. He homered back on Tuesday. He's behind. 0-2. Slider down to the dirt, blocked up the first base side by Campos. It looks like there's no ball boy today, at least from the first base dugout. So Chen Wei Lin just brought out the baseballs. A 6'7" starter yesterday for Palm Beach. 1-2. Breaking ball, foul back. I know that was, there it goes again. Lin's coming out. Shows at the stop sign, says, I got it. I remember seeing that in really more COVID times in minor league baseball because of the contact and you had to have a vaccine in order to be a ball boy. And it was just a lot tougher in those days in 21. 1-2, runner in motion, that slap foul deep down the right field line. I remember in AA in 2022 in the Southern League, and, you know, there are a lot of times that would happen where the starter from the previous night would end up being the bad boy. And so Lin is the bad boy today. More of a Batman. Doesn't have a cape, though. Righty spins and fires to first. Polanco's in standing. One and two the count on as Marilyn Valdez. Top of first inning. Pitch. Swing and a miss as he fished after a breaking ball down and away. No runs hit and left. Bottom first coming up here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Bottom of the first inning, Long Beach getting their first look today at Michael Kennedy, who's making his first start since the middle of June, coming off the injured list earlier today. Lefty works from the windup, deals home the lefty Braden Gilbert. It's outside for ball one at 90 miles an hour. Kennedy works mostly with a fastball changeup slider mix. Fastball touch up to 92-93. The 1-0 is on the outside corner, called strike. Making his 12th start this year, Kennedy, 19 years of age. 1-1. And fastball zips up and away at 90. It's 2-1. 1-5 with a 4.70 ERA this year in 53 and two-thirds innings, has walked 11, struck out 60, and 53 and two-thirds innings. Breaking ball fouled back. It's 2-2. Kennedy enters in today as a number 20 prospect in the org, according to Baseball America. Started up a little bit higher than that, but top of the shelf lost him some innings as he gets Gilbert to swing and miss at. A slider for strike three. Welcome back, Michael Kennedy. Strikes out the first batter he sees in his outing. Was on the injured list since June 16, so that's a good amount of time, almost 2 months on there. Now last start in Dunedin. Went 4 2/3 innings. He and Petrud's the lefty. Takes a slider on the outer half, a called strike. Another lefty in the starting nine today. Gave up 3 runs on 5 hits. Struck out 7, though. Took the loss. He's lost his last 3 starts. The 0-1. Fastball low at the shoe tops. It's 1-1. Kenny Guy, who was drafted in the 4th round back in 2022 out of Troy High School up in New York. 1-1 pitch, and a breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike, another slider. First 2 months of the year went really well for Kennedy in a sub-4 ERA in both, and then Mr. Rocky last month. Pitches outside at 90, it's 2-2. 7-2-4 ERA in 3 starts, lost all 3 starts in the month of June, and then again went on the injured list. Pitch to Petrutz, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He fished after a slider in the dirt. Plies throws to first to complete the strikeout. And Kennedy has punched out the first 2 he's seen in the first inning. Base is clear. 2 outs. No score, bottom 1. J.J. Weatherholt to the plate. Let's meet the defense today for Bradenton. Starting the outfield left to right. Polanco, Torero, McGuire is in right. Rivas is at third. De Los Santos laid up the middle as Marilyn Valdez is at first, and Axel Plaz does the catching. J.J. Weatherholt, the lefty hitter, first pitch, is a slider on the inside corner for a called strike. First round pick by the Cardinals. He is considered the number 1 prospect in the Cardinals system right now. The 0-1. down and away with a heater at 89. It's 1-1. It's been a good run, too, for Marauders starting pitching. Anthony Solometo yesterday going 5 scoreless innings. 1-1. Fastball just nearly missed low for ball 2. Today's also the challenge system, it being Friday. Friday through Sunday, umpire Chad Logano call his own strike zone. Lefty rocks and turns home 2-1. Slaughter flying out towards right field. McGuire over to his right, makes the chest high grab. And that's the first inning. A 1-2-3 first. We go to the second, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here she comes now, say morning, morning. Shoot them down, turn around, come on, morning. Hey,
top two, Bradenton and Palm Beach are scoreless in the early goings of this one. In this fourth game of a week-long series between the Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals single-A affiliates. 5, 6, and 7 coming up in the plate here as Axio Plaza leads things off from the right side against the righty Leonel Segura. First pitch is slaughtered down and away for ball 1. On Plaza came in as a pinch hitter last night because of just one of those wacky type of moves we saw. 1-0, fastball high chopper in the hole left side. As Gazdar waits for it, moves to his left and throws him out at first, 1 gone. And for those who maybe missed last night's action, Justin Mickness, who started the game as the first baseman in the starting lineup, moved to the pitching position in the 8th inning. As a position player on the mound, Marauders ran out of pitching yesterday. Here's Emmanuel Terrero, the center fielder. Shows bunt and gets it down third base side. Gazdar scoops, throw to first, it gets past Cross as Terrero holds on there and now races back to the bag just to make sure that he sort of did turn his shoulders to the left. But he's aboard. It should be a bunt single, and it is. So last night, Mickness moved to the mound. Well, the problem with that is that he was slated to come up in the next half inning, or at least had a chance to be. He ended up hitting in the 9th inning. So the DH position that was forfeited. First pitch to Rivas is lined out towards the alley right center field. It's a base hit. Rolls up against the wall. Terrero flying around third base. He gets the wave. He scores. Throw to third. Rivas is out at third. Try to stretch a double into a triple, and he's thrown out for the second out. But Terrero motors all the way from first to score on the double. It's 1-0 in the second. It's So just to complete the story, is all of a sudden two batters have gone and two pitches. Connor Delgado was a DH yesterday. And so he was end up being forfeited. Plaz came in and pinch hit for him the ninth inning because, again, that the DH spot was forfeited. Plaz now playing first. First pitch is a breaking ball in the outside corner from Sakura to Miguel Sosa, the righty. 15th two-bagger of the year for Rivas. The 0-1 is downstairs. It's 1-1. It's RBI number 34 for Javi. Sakura winds and fires, 1-1. Breaking ball, pulled down the left field line, and it's a foul ball. Up against the bullpen area. Kenny Berdejo, the clubby, out there to scoop it up. One, two, home. High and in, it glances off the glove of Campos for the backstop. It's 2-2. Sosa this year, playing in his 15th game, he's just 7-for-43. Two doubles, a home run, but he's walked 11 times, has a 333 on base. 2-2, breaking ball, ripped down and missed for strike three. Second K, which ends the second inning here for Leandro Segura. 1-0 Bridge, though, when you go to the second on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, Bradenton gets a run on a Javier Rivas double in the top of the second inning. Michael Kennedy back to the well here to face Jose Codorba, 4, 5, and 6 in the Palm Beach order. Lefty against the righty batter. The pitch is a slider at the knees, called strike at 80 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Kennedy struck out two of the three. J.J. Weatherholt lined out to right field. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a tip. Secured by Plaz on a good changeup. It's 0-2. Really, the stuff for Kennedy, it's not overpowering the fastball, but he gets a lot of swings and misses with it. Comes in with 60 punch outs in 53 2/3 innings. It's very deceptive. Part of it's his windup. 0-2. High and in. As Cordova stares down Kennedy. Didn't like where that pitch was. Right back to it, 1-2. Ground ball right side. Toledo to his right, down on knee, pops up and throws to first. Four up, four down. As Kennedy off to a good rhythm so far.
The first baseman, first sign for Savannah, Georgia, Josh Moss.
Kennedy this year on the road has a bit higher ERA than it is back at home. He's only started night games as well. That's been one of the other trends. Has yet to start a day game. 6 foot lefty against the righty Josh Cross. The pitch. Fastball on the ground right side. Toledo busy to his left. Bobbles in his chest but secures it and puts away Cross. Couple of 4-3 putouts to start this second inning. Here's Bryce Madrid. So Madrid digs in the left side as Kennedy looking for maybe another 4-3 ground out. A lefty hitter, the pitch. Here's a fastball on the outside corner called strike. 1-for-4 with an RBI and 2 walks this week for Madrid. Another one of the newly drafted guys who's made their way to Palm Beach. 0-1. Bit of a hesitation there. And a fastball zips up and away at 89. So the velo's been a bit down for Kennedy from where it normally is. 1-1. Slider low, the shoe tops for ball two. Guy who was committed to pitch at LSU. Forfeited that when he signed for about $1 million. 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside edge called strike. Pirates' first round pick last year, the first overall pick was Paul Skeens out of LSU. School that's produced obviously a number of big leaguers and pitchers as well. 2-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. High and in fastball at 90 miles an hour. And Kennedy has 3 strikeouts through 2 scoreless innings. 6 up, 6 down. 1-0 Marauders to the third on the Marauders broadcast network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning, Bradenton 1 and Palm Beach nothing. Michael Kennedy 6 up, 6 down so far. First pitch to the lefty, Saul McGuire's downstairs for ball one. 9-1-2 to kickstart this third inning with Bradenton getting a run against Leonel Sakura in the last frame. 1-0, slow curveball sizzles over the heart of the plate for a called strike. And the count even 1-1. It was a bunt single, then a double by Rivas. Pitches a fastball outside for ball two. McGuire this year hitting just 175 in 50 games, coming in with 6 bombs and 17 RBIs. Fastball low for ball three. has the most outfield assists this year, though. He's got five. 3-1. And McGuire pops it up behind to him. Campos didn't see it, but it doesn't matter. It's out of play. About five rows back. Three, two, up and away, ball four. McGuire walks. Leadoff man's aboard in the third inning. Bring up Gerald Toledo. And that is one thing this week, at least, that Bradenton, it's just been such a weird offensive week. Obviously, the 5 p.m. early game on Tuesday kind of might throw you off your schedule. Pitch to Toledo is a fastball called strike. Marauders have scored 12 of their first 13 runs in the series in the seventh inning or later. It's just been a drastic difference. The 0-1 and breaking ball up and away for ball. The Marauders in the seventh inning or later this week are hitting .275 with a .408 on base, a .525 slugging. Innings 1 through 6, they're hitting just .138 as a team average. Pitch, fastball 87 up and away. It's a bit of a two-seamer there. It's 2-1. A .254 on base and a .155 slug. .2-1. Fastball pop foul out of play. And the count even 2-2. So the Marauders, they get just their second run before the seventh inning this week. I mean, they had a seven-run ninth inning the other night. 2-2. Breaking ball. Slapped the opposite way to shallow left center. Badgerin, two has left and in. Puts it away. One gone as McGuire retreats back to first.
Shortstop number
12,
Yordan De Los Santos.
Runner on, one out, 1-0 Bradenton in the third. Righty Yordan De Los Santos swings and misses at a slider down and away. Wildly hacking there, it's 0-1. De Los Santos flat out to left his first time up. The 0-1 is fouled off at home for strike two. Currently the number 30 prospect in the Pirates org, according to Baseball America. Had a pretty good year in the complex league, him and Johnny Severino. Severino the day off today. De Los Santos was named the FCO Player of the Month in May. That was the first month of the season. Spinning a toss to first, McGuire sneaks in. De Los Santos in the first month of the year hit .406, two home runs, 12 RBIs, and had 13 stolen bases. Finished with 24 on the season and 57 games. 0-2, fastball, slow chopper, third base side. Gazdar scoops, throws on the run, and they got him. By half a step as De Los Santos made one last big strike to the bag, and the stretch from Cross gets him. McGuire moves to second with two outs, so 1-0 Bradenton lead. In the top of the third inning. Lefty Shalene Polanco, who singled his first trip up. Faces the righty, Leonardo Sakura. Pitch, fastball fired back for strike one. Marauders this year, too, they have struggled on Fridays and Saturdays. I don't know what it is, but it has just not been their favorite day of the week to play baseball. They are just 5-11 on Fridays, 4-15 on Saturdays. 0-1, down and in as it backs off Polanco. It's 1-1. Now, their best day of the week, they've got 8 wins on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays. They have a winning percentage of 8-6 on Sundays. That's their best day. 1-1. Fastball, high chopper again, right side. Martin this time has it chest high. Double clutches to first, and that's the third inning. McGuire left at second base, bottom three next year. 1-0 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast. WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, Bradenton with a 1-0 lead on the Palm Beach Cardinals as Ryan Campos is getting a new batter, some sticky stuff as Matt Ford with his hands up in Jim Horner and saying, well, what's going on here? This should be a violation because clock has expired. Extra time taken off the clock here, and it should be a violation if you're not in. Campos is now on the left side against the lefty Kennedy, who spins home. First pitch is lined the opposite way, past the third baseman, and Rivas to the left field. He's thinking two, back in it by Polanco. It's a two-hopper throw in, and Campos has a double. First man to reach today against the lefty Michael Kennedy. He went six up, six down. Campos sets his first extra base hit of his professional career. Runner at second base, 1-0 Bradenton in the third inning. Chris Martin, a lefty hitter. Kennedy looks to second and fires home. Bunt shown and a slider dropped over on the outer half for strike one. Martin this week is 0 for 5. Looking for a big hit here. Try to tie things up. Pitch is a fastball low, down and away. At 87, it's 1-1. It'll be something to monitor how long Kennedy goes in this one. There is some stretching right now down the left field line. Kennedy at 27 pitches currently. Long stare to second, the 1-1. Slider tapped right side. Toledo charging it, has it. Flings it sidearm to first, and Martin is put away. Does move Campos to third. Now that is Connor Oliver, so he's probably scheduled to follow today. John Gazdar, the third baseman. Infield in, 1-0, Bradenton in the third. First pitch is on the outside corner, the changeup for strike one. Lefty comes set, and the 0-1 pitch. On the outer half again, a called strike, another changeup there to Gazdar. Gazdar just selected in the 11th round of this year's draft out of Austin Peay University. 0-2. Outside with the changeup, so he's feeding a lot of changeups here to Gazdar and not much anybody else. Looking for a big-time strike hitter, could really use one. The pitch, swing and a miss. Ball the dirt. Plaz looks towards third. Now fires to first to complete the strikeout. Four punch outs for Kennedy. First time through the order. Runner at third base. Infield can move back now. Looking to toss up another scoreless inning. Braden Jobert, the center fielder. Top of the order, pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 89 for strike one. Jobert, a former LSU Tiger, facing a former potential LSU Tiger at Kennedy. Talked about that before, guy who was committed to play at LSU before being drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the fourth round back in 2022. 0-1. Fastball outside. It's 1-1. Kennedy made his way to Bradenton last year, start of the year in the Complex League, where he dominated and made two appearances with Bradenton. His first one was out of the bullpen against Palm Beach. Gave up a run on two hits, inning and two-thirds. Pitch down to the dirt, just squirts past Plaz, but didn't travel out of the batting circle. And Campos, he's a catcher. He's not better than most catchers with speed, but not really fleet of feet. Two and one the count with two outs, a runner at third base. Kennedy steps off the mound. First disengagement. I know Kennedy, first time back, he wants to leave no doubt, and that is three scoreless. Pitcher two away from getting out of it after the Campos leadoff double. 2-1. Fastball on the outside edge at 89, a called strike. It's 2-2. Reach back here for one big pitch. Let's go see if we can get the thing that we have kids covered. 2-2. Fly ball left field towards the line. Polanco a long run there, and he can't make the catch in foul territory. Almost goes up and over the short wall as he stuck out his right arm, his glove side, and just couldn't make the catch. Jobert restraps the batting glove, struck out his first time up. Kennedy, four punch outs. He's got one in this third inning. Campos at third, Kennedy now set with the black glove just above the belt. Kicks home the 2-2. Check swing on the appeal. He did not go around. Counts full on Jobert with Ian Petritz on deck for Palm Beach. 1-0 Marauders. They scored a run in the second inning on a Rivas double. Full count. Here it is. Line drive towards right field. McGuire in, and it's over his head. Up against the wall, Campos scores as Jobert into second base. And it's a tie game at one in the third. Well, McGuire, the ball just sailed on him. He started in and then tried to head back and jumped, but could not make the catch. Now, that'll be a double for Jobert, so it'll be an earned run. With Ian Petrus, the lefty batter. Pitch, high chopper right side. Charging in is the first baseman fouled, is right next to the base, steps on it. That ends the third inning, but not before a double from Jobert scores Campos, who double, and it's tied at one in the fourth. We go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, it's a brand new ball game. Tied at one after the double from Jobert. First pitch to Esmerlin Valdez is a fastball tugged down and away to the righty for ball one from Leona Sakura, who's making his home debut for Palm Beach. Pitch, breaking ball high and tight on Valdez. It's 2-0. 4, 5, and 6 to the plate here for Bradenton, looking to snap this 2-game losing skid. And this week's series, 2-0. Fastball popped up behind to him out of play for strike one. Sakura made his debut in St. Lucie last week, July 26th. 2-1. Fastball check swing. It rides in for a ball. Gave up a run on 4 hits in 3 innings. Walked 2, struck out 2. 3-1. Check swing, and it's top of the zone, called strike. He's put together a really nice month of July between the FCL and 4 appearances as Valdez strikes out swinging at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 3 Ks today for Sakura. 2 of them have come against Valdez, and a leadoff man retired. Third time today. 1 out, base is clear. 1-1 tie game as Axio Plaz ready next hitter. First pitch is a fastball belt high. Yeah, 94 called strike. Sakura, a 1.54 ERA in the month of July. He finished with 0-1. And Plaz swings and misses on a slider for a strike. It's 0-2. After an alarming 7.02 ERA in May. 0-2. Breaking ball rolled foul towards the on-deck circle, third base side. Ready, fires some 0-2. Bounced in. Breaking ball that was about at 56 feet there. Well, now looks like the ball boy showed up now for Palm Beach, so Shenhui Lin is no longer the needed ball boy there. 1-2. Breaking ball popped up, first base side, out of play. If Palm Beach wins today, they will have at least a split of the series, having won 3 of the 4 games. Sakura Black Glove from the belt, standing on the middle of the slab. 1-2. That's low with a change. Sakura this year was named FCL Pitch of the Week twice. 2-2 up and in as Plaz bends out of the way for ball three. June 30th and then July 14th, so that's a span of 2-3 weeks there. 3-2 is chopped foul, third base side, and Gustavo Mano with a nice play there behind the coach's box. Three, two again. Check swing, line foul. That was the ninth pitch of the at-bat between Sakura and Axio Plaz, who are battling here. Three, two. Up and in, ball four, and Plaz walks. Challenge wanted by catcher Ryan Campos. And it's ruled the ball. That's the first challenge we've seen today, and it's wrong for Campos. Runner on for Edmundo Terrero with one out in the fourth inning. Braden to one, Palm Beach one. The lefty Edmundo Terrero, the batter. First pitch is bounced in for ball one. A minor league baseball yesterday, Jonathan Mayo, Jim Callis, and Sam Dykstra, the rest of the MLB pipeline team, put together the hottest pitching prospects right now for each team after the trade deadline. And obviously, the guy's starting to get promoted as well. The 1-0 sails up and away. Well, the Pirates, it was named Thomas Harrington, who is the number 6 prospect in the Pirates' sword, as Campos walks out to have a word with Sakura. Now, for those who remember, Harrington made a rehab appearance with Bradenton, mostly back to Double A Altoona. And again, I've said it before, I wouldn't be shocked if Harrington's in Triple A soon, the way he's been pitching lately. He's had a few double-digit strikeout games with the curve. Last month, he's got a sub-1 ERA with 32 Ks and 25 and two-thirds innings. Really good stuff there. 2-0 pitch. There's a fastball fouled straight back to the screen. Now, for any Cardinals fans maybe listening out there, I wanted to know, it is Pete Hansen, the guy who's up in high A Peoria. Two one. Fastball fouled off deep down the left field line, out of play. Runner at first, 1-1 tie game in the fourth. 2-2, breaking ball, and Terrero strikes out swinging at the top of the zone. 4 Ks now for Sakura, and 2 gone in the fourth inning for Javier Rivas.
The third baseman, number 2, Javier Rivas.
Well, yeah, this is no Florida State of connections for guys who have pitched here this year or in the past. Righty Rivas, who doubled in a run in the second pitch, is an off-speed on the inside corner called strike. Cade Smith is, I think, the only other one. Cade Smith, who's pitching for Tampa right now, Yankees number 21 prospect. Marauders have seen him a few times this year. May not be there when they see him again. One's a breaking ball over the heart of the plate called strike. Marauders take on the Tarpons at the end of August. Last day in September, first day in September, 27th to the 1st. 0-2. Breaking ball punched in the left field, a base hit. Blas jogs to second as Rivas went down to get it and ended up punching it into left field to keep this fourth inning roll along. First and second, two outs for Miguel Sosa. The one other Pirates connection too to the hottest pitching prospect names, Patrick Riley, who was just dealt from the Pirates, was pitching in high at Greensboro, was dealt at the deadline for Billy Cook. It was a prospect for prospect trade. Riley, who played college ball on Vanderbilt, now in the Orioles system. Miguel Sosa, the righty, takes a letter high fastball, 93 called strike. First and second, with two outs and a 1-1 tie game. Sakura comes set just above the letters. Fires home the 0-1. Breaking ball just off the outside corner for a ball. Marauders again part of this 12-game road trip right now that they are on. Pitch. Low and outside with the breaking ball. On the road, though, they have struggled this season. We're looking to right the ship here. 2-1. Fastball down and away for ball three. It's just been one of those things that has not been kind to them this year. In the second half, Bradenton is 4-11 on the road, so it's a little bit better. But over on the season are just 11-34. 2-1. Fastball, kneecap high, called strike, and the count's even on Sosa. Struck out swinging his first time up against Sakura. Plaz at second, Rivas at first. 1-1 tie game. Marauders out hitting the Cardinals 4-2. Pitch, runners in motion. It's blooped the opposite way to right field. Cordoba racing in, can't get there. Plaz scores, Rivas to third. It's a go-ahead RBI single off the bat of Miguel Sosa that puts Bradenton ahead once again at 2-1. It's been the bottom of the order that has manufactured the runs today, with Rivas 2-for-2. Sosa now 1-for-2, and the bullpen will start to get hot here quickly. Connor Oliver looks like he'll come in and follow Michael Kennedy. The lefty Solomon McGuire with runners at first and third. 2-1 Bradenton lead. Randy Sakura set and fires. First pitch high and in, almost hits him on the right shoulder. As Sakura may be coming to an end here today, he's at 74 pitches now. And out comes Giovanni Carrara. And again, I think part of it too is that they're running up on his pitch count in this half inning. I believe he was around 45 pitches coming in, and it's been a long, long fourth inning for him. He's had two full counts, two counts, but that 10-pitch plate appearance between Blas and him really just has hurt him. So righty's warming quickly again down the right field line. I believe that is Luis Castellum as well who is tossing. First First and third. A 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside. Black at 92 called strike. Velo is starting to head south as well. He was sitting in the mid-90s for most of his start. Now has been sitting around 92, 93. Ready kicks, pitch. And McGuire flips it into shallow right center field. It dunks in, base hit. Rivas scores. Sosa heading for third. Throw is off target. And it's an RBI single for Solomon McGuire. It's a 3-1 Bradenton lead in the fourth. All the runs coming with two outs in this half inning. It's been the two-strike hitting that's been most impressive. Because Bradenton as a team has struggled in the last couple weeks with runners in scoring position. And today they are 2-for-3. Gary Kendall, manager out. That will do it for Lano Sakura as two runs score. And new pitcher coming in the fourth inning. 3-1 Bradenton. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Hall Schemes bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Three to one, Marauders in the top of the fourth inning. Two runs are in as Luis Castellum, new pitcher in for the Palm Beach Cardinals, faces the top of the order. And Gerald Toledo, switch hitter batting left, takes inside breaking ball for strike one. Day is done for Lano Sakura, who goes 3 2/3, gives up 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. Responsible for both men on the base paths right now. Now time called as the ball gets down from the bullpen to left field. Connor Oliver has been ready and waiting for quite some time. And now they want Castellum, I think, to wipe off his hand. I think he went to his brow. 0-1. Fastball popped up. Third base side. Gazdar in line with the bag and in on the grass, puts it away to end the half inning. Marauders get 2 runs, though, leave 2 more out there. They lead 3-1 at the bottom of the fourth. We head on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Leecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl or Ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck. Needless to say, I'm keeping a check.
Bottom four, Bradenton back in control as they lead 3-1. New pitcher in is Connor Oliver, who will face 3, 4, and 5. J.J. Weatherholt, the first-round pick this year by the Cardinals, steps in against southpaw and Oliver. Deals home, first pitch is a fastball off the plate at 90 miles an hour for ball one. Oliver will follow, probably go a couple innings, possibly the rest of the game if that's the way it heads. 1-0. Foul straight back for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Oliver this year, numbers on him. He's 0-7, a 6.13 ERA in 17 appearances, 7 starts. Lefty turns, 1-1, and a curveball up and in for a ball. Walk 27, struck out 59, has allowed 54 hits and 54 in a third innings. Pitch. Fastball, eyeball high. It's 3-1. Marauders get 2 runs at the top of the half of this inning. Pair of 2-out RBI singles. 3-1. And a fastball on the outside corner as Weatherholt was starting to walk up the first baseline. 3-2 the count on Weatherholt. Oliver Blue Glove up near the eyeballs. Payoff. Breaking ball fouled off the left side out of play. Oliver can be a quick worker when he wants to be. I mean, he really sometimes, like he is right now, is rapid fire. Gets the ball back on the hill, sign, boom. Bit slower this time, 3-2. That's laced out towards deep left center field. Polanco heading back, it's over his head. Karam's up and over his head off the wall as Weatherholt pulls into second base with a stand-up double. That is a third double in the last 2 innings for Palm Beach, who had 2 last inning. It was a leadoff double by Campos and then a double that scored him by Jobert with 2 outs. Runner at second base for Jose Cordoba, they're ready. Look to second, Weatherholt dancing there. The pitch is low for ball one. Last outing for Oliver against Lakeland. Gave up an unearned run on 2 hits in 3 innings, 3 strikeouts out of the bullpen. Took the loss, though. It was kind of a tough luck one for him. Slider slips in. Top part of the zone for a strike. Lefty stands the mound at 6'2", 170, 23 years of age. The pitch is another slider on the inside corner, 85 called strike. It's 1-2 on Cordoba. Rounded out the second in the second inning. Challenge used there by Cordoba, so I believe that's at least 2 challenges used, both incorrect, so they have 1 to go, 1 left. Long pause, so 1-2. Swing and a miss, ball gets up the first base side. Applies, looks a second, completes a strikeout at first. And that's the first down in the fourth inning on a strikeout for Oliver. Tying run still at the plate for Palm Beach as Josh Cross walks to the right side. Runner on second. Branton scoring two runs at the top of the fourth inning. We're here in the bottom half of it. Oliver was a draft pick of the Royals last year in the 17th round out of Miami, Ohio. He played at a few different schools. After college in 2020, Wichita State, in that just wild time of COVID. Pitched across, is barreled in the air to left field. Polanco frozen, heads back and makes the catch as Weatherholt was not tagging as to retreat back to the base. Good piece of wood there from Cross, but two outs all of a sudden. It's prepped to Bryce Madrid, driving Weatherholt after his leadoff double in the fourth inning. Oliver, they went to JUCO after he left Wichita State and then to TCU in 22, and then one more stop at Miami of Ohio where he ended up being drafted. Madrid, the lefty, takes a pitch on the outer half at 87 called strike. Oliver was then dealt from the Royals to the Pirates in early April for Colin Selby. It's kind of a 40-man roster dump. The 0-1 fouled straight back for a strike at 0-2. Was a sign of Bradenton that day and was activated on April 9th. Made his debut in Lakeland on the 11th. Kind of a couple long travel days for him, but now he's settled in here with the Pirates org. 0-2 pitch. Line drive into right field, base in. Weatherholt rounds third. McGuire's throw is a great one, and it's dropped by Plaz. They had Weatherholt by a country mile, and he ends up scoring. Gonna cut it to a 3-2 ball game. I don't know what it is, but that's it would have been the second time Weatherholt would have been gunned down in the outfield. And the scouting report needs to say that you cannot run on McGuire. They've tested him a few times now, and he would have had another outfield assist this week. But Weatherholt scores. They got a one-run game again. Ryan Campos, the lefty catcher. Pitch. It's a breaky ball on the outside corner called strike. Well, that's a tough bit, too. Well, they kept a run off the board and would end the inning, and now Oliver. Got a few extra pitches here. 0-1. Breaky ball squirts away from Plaz and off to second goes Madrin. Should be a wild pitch that moves in there. Weak ground ball out to shortstop. Scoop by De Los Santos, sets his feet, fires a bolt to first, and that's the fourth inning. But a run scores to make it a one-run game again. 3-2 Marauders after four innings of play on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple as go, break me. ABC, 1, 2, 3. Baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple as go, break me. ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Top of the fifth inning, Bradenton 3, Palm Beach 2. As Ryan Campos had to get the catches gear on. Now he has it. Luis Castellum throws his last warm-up pitch, and so he'll be ready to go any second now for this fifth inning. Cardinals get a run after a loop single. Turns into a run. Scored J.J. Weatherill. Bradenton's offense looks to go back to work here. They scored two last inning on a pair of two-out singles from Miguel Sosa and Solomon McGuire. 2-3-4, your Donny De Los Santos, the righty. First pitch is a bouncer right back to the mound, back in it by Costello. Runs to first, underhand flips, and the first batter put away on one pitch. That ball gets past Costello. Might have gone into center field, but probably would have been put out either way. Pitch is taken low for a ball. On the lefty, Shalene Polanco with one out, base is clear. 3-2 Marauders in the top of the fifth inning. Another close contested game tonight. At least up near the halfway point, 1-0. Is popped up. First base side out of play though for strike one. Costello came in last and he got the last out for Sakura, so his line stays the same. Marauders leave two men stranded, as Castellum did as well. Pitch, swing, and a miss. So a good changeup there. It's 1-2. 22-year-old Castellum, native of Sinaloa in Mexico, is making his 20th appearance of the year. Is 5-1, a 3.90 ERA. 1-2. Swing and a miss. A really good changeup again from Costello. He's got his first strikeout. He's retired all three so far. With two outs in the fifth inning, base is empty for Esmerlin Valdez. Three-two, Bradenton. First pitch to the righty, Valdez is over the heart of the plate, called strike. Costello pitched earlier this week against the Bradenton Marauders. Ended up going three innings, gave up a run on two hits, and struck out four. The 0-1 is popped up. Right side of the infield, crossed the first baseman in foul ground. Is with Campos, and Cross calls him up on the edge of the track in front of the dugout. So 1-2-3, fifth, halfway home, 3-2 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five, 8-9-1 due up against Connor Oliver as Bradenton has a one-run lead at 3-2. Oliver out for his second inning, faces Chris Martin, the lefty second baseman, and the first pitch slider comes up and in. I think Plaz missed it, and it hit Chad Lagana on a direct hit. Lagana seems to be okay. He's got some batting. 1-0, and that's outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Martin, Gazdar, and Jobert, the three men coming up. 2-0. Fastball catches the outside corner, 92. Oliver came in last inning. After Michael Kennedy went the first three, gave up a run. Struck out four in his return. 2-1 is whiffed out and missed on a good slider, and the count's even. Two-two. Breaking ball bounces in before home. Counts full. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida State League. Clearwater is ahead 3-0 on Jupiter in the first inning, but they have entered a delay. 3-2. Swinging a foul at home plate. Fort Myers trailing St. Lucie. It is pushed off. Probably a delay there as well, looks like, because they are a 7.05 p.m. start time. And my guess is, wet grounds was the throw first pitch till 7:33. The pitch here, and it's swung on a miss for strike three. Plaz completes. No, it's over the head of Valdez and down the right field line. Martin holds up at second base. Had a chance for third. And so that is a two-base error on a strikeout. That one hurts. The throw is a bit high and a bit wide. And Valdez, he's a tall guy there at first. Could not reel it in. First error today for Bradenton. Second K, though, for Oliver, but a man at second base all of a sudden with John Gazdar. Climbing in the right side. 3-2 Bradenton in the fifth inning. On the road here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Oliver sets. Kicks home. First pitch is top foul, first base side. Strike one. DJ's up 2-1 on Daytona, just north of here, and Tampa is beating Lakeland right now 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning at Joker Martin Stadium. The 0-1. High, and it hits him on the elbow guard. Lays his 2-1. Nobody out for top of the order in Braden Jobert. Jobert 1-for-2, had a double his last time up, and scored a run. Looked to second, looked to first, and deals. Curveball low. It's one of the first breaking balls we've seen today from Connor Oliver. It's been a lot of sliders, but not too many curveballs. It's kind of your typical lefty pitch arsenal, fastball, changeup, Slider curve. 1-0. Top foul, first base side. The count's even. Jobert's double was the only run allowed by Michael Kennedy. One-one. Fastball fouled straight back for strike two. Jobert has walked a lot this week. He's got six walks coming in. In every game so far. Yesterday, the Cardinals did not do their hockey line spring training style switch at the halfway mark. It looks like today they will not be doing that either. We'll see, though. 1-2. Slow roller first base side. It's pulled foul. My crowd here tonight on a Friday night, expecting a bigger one tomorrow. It's their back-to-school night. First 500 kids are going to backpack just like Brandon had theirs last week. Oliver Blue Glove from the letters, 1-2. Outside, and the count's even. Some news up in Pittsburgh today. Former Bradenton Marauder Andy Rodriguez is in Pittsburgh. Alex Stumpf took a video of him, the Pirates beat reporter for MLB.com. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, tagged well, deep right center field. Terrell McGuire heading back in the alley. McGuire has it just shy of the track. Tagging up from second to third goes Martin, and he's in standing on a deep fly out to right center. Martin, he should be out on the strikeout, but he's now all of a sudden just 90 feet away from scoring. Tie this ball game up. First and third, one out for Ian Petrutz, the lefty DH who had a big night last night. Pitch. There's a check swing. On the peel, he held up, though, for ball one. Andy Rodriguez was hitting batting practice today. Looked like he put on 10 to 15 pounds of muscle, is what Alex Stumpf said. 1-0. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Andy was acquired in a trade and went from one org to another, made his debut in the big leagues last year in July. Pitch is an off-speed on the outside corner, called strike. Was a part of the Mets organization, and then made his Pirates debut in 2021. Played 98 games for Bradenton that year, hit .294, 15 home runs, 73 RBIs. That's a couple big numbers. 1-2. On the ground, through the right side into right field. This will score Martin. Tie the game at 3, which should be an unearned run. Petrutz is on base for the first time. First and second for J.J. Weatherholt in the fifth inning. But Andy Rodriguez just made his way up. Altoona in Greensboro in 2022, 2023. Spent here with Indy and then to Pittsburgh, where he was really productive for a catcher. Pitch, check swing. And on the peel, he held up for ball one. And then I believe he needed Tommy John surgery. And so he's on the 60 DIL with the big leagues right now. 1-0. And a slider clips the inside corner, called strike. A Weatherholt doubled and scored last inning. Pitch. Line towards short diving play by De Los Santos. Wow, what a play. He went airborne, diving to his right in the hole on a ball that was scalded off the bat of Weatherholt. Unfortunately, no video to back it up, but oh, that was well done. It was also a bit blocked by the runner at second base in Gazdar. Two outs for Cordoba. Broken bat roller towards short. De Los Santos flips to second, and that's the fifth inning. A run scores, which will be unearned after the strikeout to start the inning. We go to inning number six, all tied at three here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, brand new ball game, tied at three again. It's just been back in a fourth affair today. As Luis Castellum, the righty, out for his second full inning of work, faces 5, 6, and 7. Righty Axio applies, takes a pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. Castellum has retired all four hitters he's seen tonight. Kicks home the 0-1. And that's line through the left side and a left field base hit. Just out of the reach of Weatherholt as shortstop. And Plaz is aboard for the second time today. He walked and scored in the fourth inning. And now a leadoff single in the sixth.
Reserve number 15, Emmanuel Torero.
Bradenton looking to pick up their second win this week. They've lost the last two nights. As Amanda Torero, the next man up here with a runner on. Lefty Torero's 1-for-2, bunted his way on for a single, then scored in the second. And now he bunts one here, third base side. Scooped up by Gazdar, throws on the run, and Torero's put away. That will be a sack bunt to move Plaz. Second base with one out. Rivas the hitter. Talked about it earlier, but Bradenton and just their offensive woes in the first part of the game. Scored just one run in the first six innings in the first three games. And here we are today. They've scored three. Rivas, the righty, who doubled in a run in the second. Singled and scored in the fourth inning as Campos, the catcher, trots out to have a word with Castellum. It was a third inning for Castellum that provided him some trouble on Tuesday. Gave up the game-tying home run hit by his Maryland Valdez. Angel Cuenca then gave up a home run to Rivas in the 10th inning. Saw Cuenca pitch yesterday. First pitch, the righty, Rivas. He cuts and misses at 92 down and in for strike one. Rivas last night 0-for-3 with a walk. But on Tuesday, 2-for-4 with two RBIs with that home run. Seems like the hits come in bunches this week for him. 0-1. The outer half called strike. Costello, black glove up on the front side of his face as he gets a sign and brings it in. 0-2. Popped up. Shallow right. Cross back pedals and puts it away on the outfield grass in fair territory. Angle towards the line. Two gone in the sixth inning. It's up to Miguel Sosa to drive in. Runner at second and plots. Ready kicks, first pitch. Is a breaking ball high for ball one. So is the RBI single in the fourth inning. 1-0. And that catches the inside corner, and Sosa wants a challenge. It is ruled a strike. Bradenton loses their first challenge today. I think it was just the way that Campos caught that. 1-1. And that's at the knees, called strike with a changeup. That was paint there, it looked like. One, two. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Sosa goes down to end the sixth inning. No runs ahead, one man left at second base. Bottom six next year, tied at three on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six, Bradenton 3, Palm Beach 3 on this Friday night. From Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, sun beginning to set here. And it pretty much is almost set. Lights turning on the diamond. Connor Oliver faces Josh Cross, Bryce Badger, and Ryan Campos, the middle part of the order. First pitch is flip foul. First base side out of play for strike one. The righty Cross is 0-for-2 today. Grounded out the second in the second, then flat out to left in the fourth inning. Oliver, blue glove up near the eyeballs. The 0-1 is tapped right side. Toledo charging in. Tough play on the run. Flips overhand to first, and Cross is retired for the second time on a ground out to second. Lead things off here in inning number six. Oliver followed Michael Kennedy today, who gave him a run on two hits and three innings, struck out four. His first start since mid-June. Bryce Madgen, the lefty hitter, waits the first pitch and skies it in the air. Center field, Torero lost it for a second, now finds it again. And to his right, has it for the second out. That's always scary in twilight hour here at any ballpark, and it's the worst feeling you can have. Two gone for Ryan Campos. Oliver has given up just one earned run in 2 2/3 innings now, two runs total. The last one was unearned in the fifth inning. Left-on-left matchup. Pitch, bunt shot, pulled back, and it's low. On the appeal, Campos did hold up. Is on the ground, right side. Toledo to his right. Sidearm flings to first. It's a 1-2-3 sixth inning with just five pitches needed. 3-3 game in the seventh. We go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top seven, Bradenton three, Palm Beach is three, as Luis Castellum's out for another half inning of work here against the Bradenton Marauders. Palm Beach tied the game in the fifth inning, scored runs in the third, the fourth, and the fifth. Marauders with a run in the second, then two in the fourth inning. Looking to get back in the run column here as they send 9-1-2 up. And a pitch timer violation against Luis Castellum to start this seventh inning. So it is ball one. Castellum, 2 1/3, scoreless a hit. No walks, two strikeouts. He's been perfect. 1-0. He's fouled straight back out of play. It's 1-1. Connor Oliver with a very quick and efficient last half inning. Threw just five pitches to get the three outs. 1-1. Here's a changeup at the knees, called strike. It's 1-2. I think Castellum's got one of the best changeups I've seen this year in the FSL. I mean, he just really has a lot of just ride on it. Pitches, McGuire flies into the air, deep right center. Jobert now trots back and puts it away as he squares his shoulders just shy of the track in right center. Leadoff man put away in the seventh inning as Gerald Toledo, top of the order, back around. Switch hitter batting left. Pitch is top of the zone. Called strike with a changeup. It's 0-1. Plato zone for three today. Fly out to center, then a fly out to left before popping out to third to end the fourth inning against Castellum. 0-1 is chopped foul, first base side, first strike. So now this is the part of the time when you start to see second time through the order. Okay, how does Castellum maybe change things here? Or how does Bradenton maybe have some more success against him? 0-2. Down and in for a ball. Other Pirate news today as well. Connor Griffin, the first round pick, ninth overall, in his first official batting practice today at PNC Park. Pitch. Plato fights it off, foul behind him. Griffin was also committed to play at LSU. Guy who's from Mississippi. Signed with the Pirates just a few days ago. Signed for $6.5 million. As Leto slices it foul down the left field line out of play, just past the dugout. Talked about PNC Park and just the view. Taking it down the Pirates as they take on the Diamondbacks tonight. 1-2 again, and Toledo lines it down the right field line. Foul ball. Just turned a half a second too early on it. Pitch. There's a ball in the dirt. It's 2-2. Pirates right now trailing 5-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Luis Ortiz starting his second time against the D-backs in the last week and a half. 2-2 is in tight as Toledo turns his front body. Nearly got plunked. Counts full with De Los Santos awaiting on deck. Castellum readies, gets a sign. 3-2. Fly ball, hit well, right center field. Cordoba heads back in the alley. Nobody can get there. Jobert and Cordoba as Toledo turns on the birders, heads for third. He's in standing with a one-out triple. Now, Toledo was hustling hard, but it hung up for a while. He kind of shut it down near second base almost. And so I think he thought that ball was going to be caught because Cordoba was jogging after it a little bit, and it looked like he was going to settle under it quite nicely. But the ball just dropped about 5 feet from him. So infield in with runner at third. The pitch to De Los Santos, chopped to third. Toledo coming home. The throw's a good one, and he's tagged down. Tough bit there. De Los Santos hit it right at the third baseman, Gazdar. And a fielder's choice, 5-2.
The left fielder, number 35, Shaleen Palmaco.
Runner at first base, two gone. Top seven, 3-3 tie game. Lefty Shaleen Palmaco is 1-for-3, and he takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. Broken back, grounded right back to Castellum. Back ends, runs over, flips to first. And that's the seventh inning. No runs to hit, a man left. It's stretch time from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 3-3 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drumroll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
C'è una luna mezzumata, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu.
Bottom 7-3-3 tie game as Connor Oliver faces 8-9-1. Chris Martin, the lefty, swings and misses at an upstairs fastball at 90 miles an hour for strike one. Oliver has retired the last five in order. Here's the 0-1. Bunt shown and it's tapped foul towards the on-deck circle for strike two. Oliver's numbers today, three innings now, plus earned run on three hits. Two runs total allowed, no walks and two Ks. It's been a very quietly nice outing for him. Had 0-2 of the pitch, and a fastball sails high for a ball. One ball, two strikes on Martin. And the pitch. Fastball high for a ball. In Martin, too, he currently is the part of the reason the game's decisive run that we are tied at three. He struck out swinging the ball in the dirt in the fifth inning and then reached on a wild throw from Plaz. Pitch is shot foul down the left field line out of play. Ended up scoring on a single from Ian Petrutz. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch down to the dirt, lays off. That was against Oliver in his second inning. Out of the bullpen. Count's full. As Oliver wheels and deals the pitch. Hard hit grounder to second base. Toledo down to knee, secures it, and throws him out at first. That is now six in a row retired by Connor Oliver. Leadoff man put away in a 3-3 tie game. Rodgers are out hitting the Cardinals 8-5. But scoreline stays the same. First pitch, John Gazdar. It's bounced to third. Rivas secures it thigh high, takes his time, fires a missile to first. Two up, two down in the seventh inning. Michael Kennedy started the ball game in his first return off the injured list. He was placed on a June 16th. Other roster news today involving Bradenton involve a bullpen arm and a pretty vital one as well. First pitch to Braden Joubert is cut on a missed out for a strike. Lefty bat Dakota was placed on the injured list retroactive to yesterday. Oliver, 0-1, is tapped at home foul for strike two. Dakota, who had just come off the injured list a few weeks back, is now back on it. He had like two or three appearances in his return. Left side of the infield swung over. 0-2. Breaking ball ripped out and missed in the dirt for strike three. Blas takes his time, throw to first, and they get him to end the seventh inning. That is now 8 in a row retired. We're tied at 3 to the 8th. We go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Bradenton 3, Palm Beach 3, as a new pitcher is in and out of the bullpen for Palm Beach to face Valdez, Plaz, Torero in the middle of the order. First pitch, the righty Valdez is a fastball outside for ball one for the new righty in Nolan Sparks. He replaces Luis Castellum, who went 3 1/3. Scoreless innings, allowed just 2 hits and struck out 2. 1-0. Fastball tugged down and away, 93 for ball two. Sparks, a 13th round pick in this year's draft. He's making his professional debut right now. Pitch is a fastball at the knee. Called strike, it's 2-1. Nolan Sparks was taken out of the University of Rochester. 2-1. Down and away for ball three. That's a Division III school in upstate. Indeed it is. 3-1. Fastball barreled well. Deep to left field. At the wall. It's gone. As Marlon Valdez, his second bomb this week. And he gives the Marauders a lead in the eighth inning. 4-3. As Marlon Valdez has home run number 16 on the season. He is now just one away from tying the league leader in Ariel Amonte. Maxio Plaz, the righty, first pitch. It's a curveball outside for ball one. Sparks, a native of Aurora, Colorado. Pitch. Is whiffed out and missed. It's 1-1. Blas 1-for-2 today. Their mascot is Rocky the Yellow Jacket. It's kind of like Georgia Tech. Yellow Jackets. Pitch outside at 87 for ball two. It's got a good fastball that sits in the 93-94 range. all-time leader in strikeouts in program history, 248. Fastball down and away for ball three. Guy who was a fourth-team All-American in this past year. Now going to get a chance in Pro Bowl. Pitch is ripped out and missed. Fastball and the count's full. He's a catcher, pitcher, third baseman at Cherokee Trail High School. And here is Rochester is also a very good academic school. Pitch is down and away for a ball, and that walks Plaz. Was a valedictorian out of high school. His high school class. Not a rough go so far, though.
The center fielder, 15, Emmanuel Torero.
Give him a home run to give Bradenton a 4-3 lead. And then a walk. And a Torero, lefty center fielder, steps in. Sparks climbs back on the rubber. Terrell still ready to step back in as he takes his time. Pitch. Line right back up the middle behind the second base back. Weatherholt steps on it, throws across, double play. Needed that one to try to stop the bleeding. And he does, just like that, two gone.
Third is number two, Javier Rivas.
Javier Rivas, the righty third baseman with the bases clear, a run in on the Valdez home run. 4-3 Bradenton. Pitch to the righty Rivas is outside for a ball. Really, Sparks is just such a great story. I read today on StLouisSportsPage.com, which Rob Raines, who's a longtime beat writer for the Cardinals. Pitch, ball bounces in, it's 2-0. Sparks was down to play baseball in Rochester or go as a student to Cal Berkeley. Wouldn't have played baseball. His fastball was in the low 80s in high school, and so it was only Rochester. Ends up going to Rochester now, is pitching here. As Rivas tucks it foul deep down the left field line out of play. Was a double major, studied neuroscience and business. He graduated with a near 4.0 GPA out of Rochester. Yes, it's a very good academic school. Pitch. Breaking ball down on the way. Count 3-1 on Rivas. Is 2-for-3 today. Sparks was going to go to Boston College this fall to work on a master's degree in finance and play a fifth year there. As Rivas golfs it, shallow center field. Weatherholt behind the second base bag on the outfield grass, puts it away. That ends the half inning. But a go-ahead home run from his Maryland Valdez. It's 4-3 Bradenton. Bottom eight next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases. But it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bradenton ahead 4-3 after a go-ahead home run from Esmerlin Valdez on top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the frame, 2-3-4 against lefty Connor Oliver as he fires a fastball at 90 miles an hour on the outside corner for a called strike to Ian Petrutz. One for 3 day for him. Pitch is chopped right side of the infield and sneaks through into center. Base hit for Petrutz, who's on base for the second time tonight. We have a J.J. Weatherholt coming to the plate. Four, three, Bradenton, but the tying runs aboard. Marauders, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Palm Beach, 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors. Oliver from the belt. First pitch to lefty Weatherholt. Is hit well the opposite way to left field. Polanco turns himself around. It's over his head. Up and over the wall for an automatic double. It was 8 in a row sat down before the first two now have reached in the eighth inning, and second and third all of a sudden for Jose Cordoba. Here we go again. All the runs after a couple of zeros the last two innings. Palm Beach tied the game in the fifth inning before Bradenton took the lead in the top of the eighth. And Cordoba was the hero 2 nights ago on the walk-off base hit in the ninth inning. Infield is playing halfway as time is called. The ball gets away from the bullpen in right field. Now the infield, middle infield has moved back, and now another baseball gets away from the bullpen. And Oliver wants Plaz to come out now and talk things over. Well, let's see if a third straight baseball gets away from the bullpen or not here. This time is at least called. Now that's part of the thing with the bullpens being in play. You get a lot of these stoppages sometimes. Second and third, nobody out. 4-3, Bradenton leading. Cordoba the righty awaits the first pitch. Here it is. Ricky ball, tap foul. Good snack there by pitching coach Matt Ford. It was a pitcher, but they're athletes too. The 0-1. Down on the dirt, good block from Plaz. And it's 1-1. Cordoba's 0-3 today. 2 groundouts and a strikeout, but that was kind of a similar line he had the other night when he had the walk-off. Cordoba, well, he was on base twice, but he finished the day 2-for-4 with a walk. Getting 237 this year. 1-1. Ricky ball tapped at home, foul again. Strike two. Oliver's pitch count, by the way, is at 62 pitches, so they're going to let him run here. Probably at least try to get through this inning. There is one player stretching right now, but that's about it. I believe that is Noah Attackis. 1-2. Fastball, shot foul the opposite way. Another deep plate appearance here between Oliver and a Cardinals hitter. Palm Beach, if they win today, they'll have at least a split of the series. Marauders looking to even things up at two again. They won back on Tuesday. One, two. Line through the right side into right field, a base hit. Tying runs in. Go-ahead run held up at third base. It's an RBI single for Jose Cordova. And we are even again at four apiece. This is a ball game that Bradenton has led for the entire time. It's been tied multiple times. Bradenton scored a run of the second. Palm Beach answered with a run of the third. Bradenton scored two of the fourth. Palm Beach runs in the fourth and fifth inning. Bradenton takes the lead in the top of the eighth inning, and now Palm Beach has tied it. So there have been just a number of lead changes. As Matt Ford, pitching coach, out from the third base dugout to have a word. Let's take a look at the scores around the Pittsburgh Pirates. So AAA Indianapolis is trailing Toledo 5-1. That was a game in which Mike Burrows started. Let's see what the line on Burrows was in that one. Burrows gives up four runs on seven hits. Does strike out seven, though, in three and a third innings. So kind of a so-so start for him. Double A Altoona, they end up winning 9-3 against Richmond, have 15 hits as Bubba Chandler continues to carve Double A opponents today. That was the big news there. Chandler, 7 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, no walks, 7 Ks. Yeah, that's pretty good. First and third here, tie ball game, and nobody out in the 8th inning. Josh Cross, the righty, pitch from Oliver, the lefty. It's on the ground, a third, back in it by Rivas, knocked down. Play to third, and don't get him. I think Rivas, he went to the bag, trying to tag him as well. And now he's a bit hobbly. So that should be a fielder's choice. We'll see. Bases are full now, though, with nobody out to run in for Bryce Madryn. Lefty hitter, first pitch. It's a fastball outside for ball one from Oliver, who's also looking for his first professional win. He's 0-7 this year. Made one appearance with the ACL Royals last year. The 1-0. Curveball low. It's 2-0. Madryn 1-for-3. RBI single in the fourth inning. Fastball down and away for ball three. So danger of walking in the go-ahead run here in the eighth inning. Cardinals do have a pitcher warming in right field. Marauders bullpen still empty right now. 3-0 on the outer half, a called strike. Which slider there looked like? The big spot. Ryan Campos to follow for Palm Beach. 3-1. Fastball fouled back out of play. Has needed to make a few pitches here, and he's been up to the task. Swing and a miss. Madryn chased a ball upstairs on a curveball. And Oliver picks up a much-needed strikeout. His third today. Bases are still full, but an out on the board, and the double plays in order. Ryan Campos, the catcher, is 1-for-3, doubled and scored in the third. Chance to be the hero here tonight. I mean, that would have been ball four, and he chased it. Pitch to Campos. Breaking ball, top of the zone, called strike. Seen a lot of curveballs from Oliver in this half inning. Four and a third under his belt. And now righty starts to throw in the bullpen for Bradenton. The 0-1. Fastball chopped towards shortstop. De Los Santos is second for one. The out there, but they don't get the out at first. They throw to third, and tag is late. As Palm Beach takes the lead on a fielder's choice, slow developing play. It's their first lead tonight. First and third, a one-run lead for Palm Beach, 5-4. Christian Martin, the lefty. Now, can they provide some breathing room for their first lead at 5-4? Lefty-lefty matchup. Curveball low for a ball. Martin's 0 for 3 today with a run scored. One out, runner in motion to second. Pitch is outside. Pump fake, throw to third, and they got him. Blas with a really good sell, and they're able to tag out Cordoba at third base. Cardinals score two, though, take a 5-4 lead of the ninth. Last chance of Bradenton here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning, Bradenton, their last chance after Palm Beach takes their first lead tonight, scoring two runs in the eighth, to lead 5-4. 8-9-1, Miguel Sosa the righty against the new pitcher in Henry Gomez. First pitch fastball's outside for ball one. Gomez pitched the other night in that seven-run ninth inning. Plays as Nolan Sparks made his professional debut. The 1-0. Fastball right there at 96 of the knees, called strike. It's 1-1. Now this provided them with a go-ahead home run of the eighth inning. 1-1. Fastball flared to center field. Jobert froze it. To his right has it. Leadoff man put away to start this ninth inning. Numbers on Gomez this year. 22-year-old from Maracaibo in Venezuela. He is 4-3, a 3-1-4 in 29 appearances this year. Has 7 saves and 11 opportunities with 16 walks, 35 strikeouts, and 43 innings. Lefty Solomon McGuire, the hitter. First pitch bounces in for ball one. Gave up 4 runs on 4 hits in an inning outside of 3 inherited runs as well. The 1-0, up and away for ball two. That was all really on Gomez. I mean, the inherited runs were charged to Renato Clemente. Behind on McGuire, the 2-0. Here it is. Fastball just low at 95, but a challenge wanted by Campos. It's their last one. Let's roll the ball. So that's it. That's their last challenge. Three and oh. Fastball, low ball four. Another close pitch there. McGuire is on board for the third time. Two walks and an RBI single for him tonight. Tying runs on base. 5-4 Cardinals with one out and a runner on the ninth inning. And now a pinch hitter coming up here as Gerald Toledo will be pinch hit for by Omar Alfonso.
Now pinch hitting for the Marauders, number 50, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Omar Alfonso.
Alfonso digs to the left side with a runner on, a 5-4 deficit. Lefty batter, the pitch. It's in there for a called strike. Alfonso, 0-for-4, two strikeouts last night, snapped a 7-game on base streak for him. On the year, hitting 259. 8 home runs, 34 driven in. Pitch. Up and away for a ball, and the count's even. One-one. Inside as Alfonso is nearly plunked. It's 2-1. Two-one. In tight for ball three. So Gomez got the first man in Sosa, but now a walk and a danger of walking Alfonso to place the tying run in scoring position. 3-1 pitch. Alfonso flies it down the left field line, slicing away towards the corner, and it bounces foul. Strike two on him. They're looking for a comeback that the Pirates just had. The Pirates just scored four runs in the sixth inning to take a 7-6 lead on the D-backs. As they start the seventh inning right now, it's been a wild one at PNC Park. Don't know if it's as wild as the games we've seen here this week. A couple of late leads have evaporated. Marauders have scored in the ninth inning every game this week. 3-2, popped up, shallow left field. This could be trouble. Madrin dashing in, foul ground, and a third baseman, Gazdar. Maneuvers and makes the catch as he headed backwards and then turned his body around and put it away. Pinch hitter Alfonso set aside. And so it's up to Jordana de los Santos with two outs, a runner on, 5-4 Cardinals in the ninth inning. He's 0-for-4 tonight. Three ground outs and a flyout. Righty-righty matchup as Gomez kicks home. First pitch is a breaky ball in the outside corner. De Los Santos wants a challenge. And it's ruled a strike. Might as well use them. They're down to one challenge left, but can't take them back to the clubhouse. 0-1. Line back up the middle to center field. Base hit. McGuire holds at second base as that one nearly took the head off of Gomez. De Los Santos reaches to keep the line moving. Looking for some two-out offense. Marauders are 2-for-7 with runners in the scoring position tonight. As Ryan Campos goes out to have a word with Henry Gomez. And so it's up to Chalene Polanco with two on. 5-4 deficit. Gomez looked his second, kicks home. And Polanco takes in tight at 96 for ball one. Shalane singled in the first inning, and he's 0 for 3 since then. A 1 for 4 night for him. And Gomez steps off the back side of the rubber. Out hitting Palm Beach 10-8 tonight. 1-0. Outside for ball two. Missing the changeup. Bradenton on the wrong side of things right now. Can they get back on the right side of it? Either way, stick around for the postgame show after. 2-0. Down and in. Nearly hit him on the kneecap. And it's ball three. We'll take you back to this one. Get you caught up on scores around the Florida State League and the Pirate system. Trying to tell you what's going on at PNC Park tonight as well in Pittsburgh. McGuire tying run at second base. The pitch. Anthony's called strike. What a gutsy pitch there. It's 3-1. Called strike at 94. Polanco fouls it back. And Bradenton is down to their last strike tonight. McGuire at second base, the tying run. De Los Santos at first, the go-ahead run. 5-4, Cardinals top nine. Count is full. Runners will be in motion. That is huge here, too. The 3-2. Swing and a foul off of Campos. Caught him on the Charlie Horse area. As Marilyn Valdez on deck with the go-ahead home run last inning before the Cardinals scored two in the bottom of the eighth. Three, two again. Swing and a miss for strike three. 93 up in the zone. And Polanco strikes out to end the ballgame. In the ninth inning, Marauders, no runs hit. Two men left on base as they falter late. Cardinals scored two runs in the eighth inning to win 5-4 over Bradenton. We come back here post-game show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. As this is the Marauders postgame show, Thomas and Zarella take you back through this one as the Marauders fall to the Palm Beach Cardinals 5-4 on this Friday night. Before we do take you back to this one, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard of the Pirate System. Buccos have erased an early 5-0 deficit. They took a 7-6 lead with a 4-run sixth inning. They have now given it right back. It's tied at 7 in the top of the seventh inning. If you're listening, thinking, well, it's a do tonight, I would turn on that ball game, as I definitely would as well. Triple A Indianapolis, they're trying to mount a comeback to score 2 runs in the sixth inning, but they trail 5-3. Double A Altoona wins 9-3 behind a really good pitching performance from Bubba Chandler as he went 7 innings tonight and a 9-3 victory. Hiya Greensboro was postponed due to inclement weather and winds in Salem. They'll make that game up tomorrow as a part of a doubleheader. In the Florida State League tonight, now one game was suspended. Clearwater had a 3-0 lead on Jupiter in the bottom of the first inning. They will resume that one tomorrow. DJs in Tortugas is final, 4-1 DJs over Daytona. Fort Myers, after about a 3-minute delay, they're in the top of the seventh inning right now. Mets have a 2-1 lead. They have first and second with 2 outs. Lakewood and Tampa are deadlocked at 3, bottom 9 with 1 out, bases clear. Looks like extras could be looming there in Lakeland. We come back in the postgame show. We'll walk you back to this one. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Bradenton falls 5-4. It was a ball game in which they led or were tied for pretty much the entire part of it until the Cardinals scored 2 in the eighth inning to kind of snatch one away here from Bradenton. As we walk you back to this one now, Michael Kennedy was activated off the injury list today, making his first start since mid-June. And he pitched pretty well tonight, started retiring the first 6 men to start the day. But at first, the Marauders got up some offense in the top of the second inning. After a one-out single by Edmundo Terrell against Leonel Sakura, Rivas doubled the alley in right center and ended up scoring him. Rivas thrown out a third, trying to stretch it from a double to a triple, but Bradenton had a 1-0 lead early. It was the first time this series that they scored the first run. Kennedy, as I said before, retired the first 6 and then a leadoff double from Ryan Campos in the third. Kennedy got the next 2 men before Braden Gilbert. 2 out, 2-strike double ties the ball game at 1. He ended his line today, 3 innings, 1 run on 2 hits, no walks, 4 Ks through 40 pitches, 26 4 strikes. Bradenton got the lead again at the top of the fourth inning just after that. After a 1-out walk to Axio Plaza, And another strikeout. So two outs, a runner on, and then it was a lot of two-out hitting there. Three straight singles, Rivas, and then Sosa and McGuire bringing in the two runs to make it a 3-1 at Bradenton lead. Palm Beach scored a run in the fourth and the fifth inning against Connor Oliver, that latter one being unearned. Leadoff double in the fourth inning. Oliver got the next two men. Imagine two-out single. Made it a one-run game. Then in the fifth inning, a drop third strike error there on Axel Plaz, who threw it over the head of Valdez. And that would end up being a costly run. And the difference, really, in this one, hit batter and then a fly out for the first out. Ian Petrut's one-out single to tie the ball game, and the scoreline stayed that way until the top of the eighth inning as Marlon Valdez against Nolan Sparks, who is making his professional debut. Valdez goes yard, his second bomb this week, his 16th of the season, now just one away from tying Arlamonte for the league lead. Palm Beach scored two to take the lead in the eighth inning against Oliver. It was three straight hits to start the inning, a single, a double, and then Jose Cordoba with a two RBI single would give them a 5-4 lead. And then in the ninth inning, Henry Gomez issued a one-out walk, got the pinch hitter Alfonso to pop out for the second out, and then De Los Santos kept the line moving, a single back up the middle before Polanco struck out swinging on a deep full count to end the ball game. So, final numbers in this one, Bradenton 4 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base, Palm Beach 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and 5 men left on base. Winning pitcher is Nolan Sparks in his professional debut, improves to 1-0. Connor Oliver is the loser, falls to 0-8. Henry Gomez picks up his 8th save of the year. Bradenton will look to snap this now 3-game losing skid. Palm Beach has at least a split of the series, as Bradenton will look to have to win now the next 2 days to at least have a split on this road trip to start. Marauders fall to 41-59, 12-22 in the second half. Palm Beach improves to 59-39, 22-10 in the second half of the season. Tomorrow, 6 p.m., first pitch on Saturday. Hong Long Cheng, 4-7, a 4.56 ERA, gets the baseball TBA for Palm Beach. But until then, Thomas Cinzarella saying so long from Jupiter, Florida. Final score one last time, Cardinals 5, Marauders 4. Cheng tomorrow, as we'll see you tomorrow night as the Marauders look to get back in the win column. So long, have a great rest of your Friday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.